running out of clothes. So, hello, everybody. Welcome in. We were just discussing why I'm wearing a fancy shirt this morning. Because I'm procrastinating on doing my laundry yet again.
I like you in fancy shirts. It looks nice.
Yeah.
It looks good.
And we have Davey back.
Oh, we do have Davey back. Yeah, man.
Lighter and happy.
There you go. Good.
Yes. Right before a fashion show. I couldn't be more blessed. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Puking before a fashion show. Totally unheard of.
It's so 1987.
Yeah.
And I have this spam croissant.
Oh my God. Oh.
Don't even do that. We need him for the rest of the show.
Please. Thank you. He's got Marsh Creek ladies to talk to this afternoon, so we're going to have to be here.
All right, man. We got a lot to do on the show here today. We have got, let's see, what do we got? We've got, the Hometown Heroes ride. Raised a bunch of money for local veterans.
Hey, that's awesome.
And first responders. Yeah, man. We've got two St. Augustine Inns recognized on TripAdvisor's 2024 Traveler's Choice Best of Awards.
Oh, man. Great. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We've also got St. John's County reminding us all about beach turtle nesting season.
Oh, good.
Now's the time.
Turtle tracks.
Stay off the dunes.
Yeah. Well, all year round, you should stay off the dunes.
Yeah, true.
Back when I was a kid, you could play in the dunes. So you could.
Don't make me laugh too hard.
Okay, sorry.
Things could come out.
I know, it really could.
We're really trying to muddle everything down for keep Davey's health intact today. Can't talk about foods.
Nope, very fiber-free today.
Can't be too funny.
Nope, can't be too funny.
Oh, we're good.
All right. So we've got those. Oh, we've got somebody who ended up with a massive, massive, massive phone bill after going to Switzerland for a little while.
Really?
With that roaming. Is that still a thing?
That can't be a thing. I mean, I know you're supposed to get like the travel
package. Yeah, you get the international package. It's like, it is $10 a day.
Did you still have to do that?
I think that was done. I just always have mine on it.
Interesting.
So, whenever I go out of the country, I don't have to forget about it.
Mm.
So we've got that. That really sucks. This is a massive phone. This is
really
phone bill.
Horrible. Really?
It's a phone bill like you've
when
never
you're
seen
saying
before.
Massive, like six times.
Yeah.
Like, don't pay the bill, just get a new number.
Yeah, totally.
Like, relocate.
Totally.
Just relocate.
This is when it's worth it to just get the new number. Switch carriers, get a new number before it hits your credit. And then we've got a local event coming up. One that just gathers a lot of attention, the United in Music Latin American Festival.
Unidos de la Música.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. We'll talk about that. I see the posters for this everywhere.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty huge. So we'll talk about that and more right after I tell you about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln.
Mm.
Woo! Since 1949, Bozard Ford Lincoln has been more than just a dealership. They're a family-owned beacon of trust right here in St. Augustine. They were founded on the principles of honesty, integrity, and community service. The Bozard family tradition continues to thrive through generations. That's the truth. They have a state-of-the-art service facility that features 91 climate-controlled service bays, a quick lane for no appointment needed maintenance, when you just need to pop in and pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can enjoy the comforts of their lounge with Wi-Fi and the unique flavors of Ford's Garage Restaurant Bar.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not just a highlights magazine, you know? They actually give you something to eat and do out there, yeah.
You remember those?
You guys
knew you were at a boring place when you got Highlight Magazine.
But I loved it. Seek and Find, remember?
Right? Yeah.
The dentist's office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always the dentist's office. Sometimes the doctor's office.
And whoever actually wrote on the dentist office highlights the Seek and Find.
It was rude.
Person. Horrible.
Yeah.
Bad
horrible
person.
Human.
Yeah. Right.
Hope you're in jail right now.
Absolutely.
No, I do. Okay. I'm not taking it back. You can't make me.
I didn't tell you to take it back. I just said as if I maybe don't agree with that statement.
Yeah. Those are zipper merge people.
Don't start with me with the zipper mergers.
That's the thing.
I am those people. Proud recipients of the prestigious Triple Crown Award and named Florida's Dealer of the Year by DealerRater. That's a huge deal. Their team is dedicated to providing an enjoyable and efficient experience. Bozard Ford Lincoln offers the best pricing, selection, and service. Visit Bozard Ford Lincoln today, just off I-95 and State Road 16, where your satisfaction is their mission. And they're driven to inspire.
Yeah.
Yeah. About time you got to that.
Whoa. Sorry.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Reed specialists.
I was behind one of the Bozard, I guess they do, you know, take people cars and delivery, and it had driven to inspire on it. I was like, oh. I never actually read it because you read it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's really nice.
The font is catchy.
Okay.
I just, it caught me off guard because like I read it myself. And I was like, oh, I've never actually had to read that.
Okay. Well, for the dyslexic guy,
I don't do reads.
All right. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Elace Med Spa, Griffin Service, Chris Lucero, Bail Bonds, and BNS Signs, who we'll talk about shortly. First, Troy, Davey, Clay, how's it going this morning?
Hey, happy Thursday.
Oh my gosh, it's weekend eve already?
Oops.
That's awesome.
There's Davey. Yeah.
Hey, the show pony is here. Come on, saddle up. Here we go.
All right. Clay, how you doing back there in the booth?
Clay?
Clay?
Oh, we don't have Clay this morning.
Where's Clay, guys?
I don't know. We hope he's Clay.
Clay?
Oh, no. Okay.
He worked last night. I guess
he's in comments.
He's still at Cafe 11.
Okay. All right. Question of the day, Troy.
All right. Question of the day is, what's the most underrated comedy movie in your opinion?
Okay.
Ghostbusters 2.
Really?
Yes.
Underrated.
You think it's underrated?
Okay. Yeah. Well, all you guys hate it.
No.
Nobody I talk to hates it.
No. I don't think so at all.
The only Ghostbusters I hated was the one with the
2016. You just say the 2016 one. Yeah, 2016 one. They took it out of the actual circulation, I think, from the collector's edition. I learned that from Mike Lewis's show, apparently.
Wow. They have totally scrubbed it from the record books.
The two new ones, I understand. I saw the first new one. I haven't seen the second new one, but the first new one was really good, and I do want to watch the second new one.
Is it true or false? Did you boycott the new one?
I boycotted the 2016 one.
Okay, that one, but there's one after that, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it was Paul.
Okay, and you're not going to see that?
Oh, I'll see them all.
Yeah, Bill Murray's in those.
Yeah, Bill Murray's in the new one, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. My answer is Grandma's Boy. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, my God,
Grandma's
Run, Don't Walk.
Boy, it is hilarious. Yeah, that
2006, Blast from the Past, but yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
That's like Seth Rogen and... Yeah. What's his name?
Oh, God, what is his name? All right,
What is his name?
Yeah, you're right.
Chicks loved that guy for a little while. James Franco, right?
Oh, you're right. It is James Franco. Yeah, right. good call. Yes.
Yeah, that was
hysterical.
A funny movie.
Yeah,
Stoner movie.
Yeah, got kicked out of his apartment, had to live with his mom, then got caught doing something in the bathroom, then he had to live with his grandma for a while, then found out about, what's the show your brother's a producer on?
American Pickers.
Right, yeah, and then found this whole, like, subculture, and then he made $1 million. It's a great story.
I've got to watch it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's right up your alley. Yeah.
Grandma's Boy. All right, I like it.
Clay, what about you? Oh, that's right.
He wants to know if he has time to stop for a roller.
Got all the time in the world now.
It's going to be a horror movie if you don't get here.
It's going to be a bloodbath. and mine is Walk Hard.
Dewey Cox.
Yeah, the Dewey Cox story.
I don't know if I've seen this.
What?
It's a Will Ferrell family production?
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of a spoof on Johnny Cash.
Right.
Yeah.
See it.
The Walk the Line movie.
Hard.
Got it.
The Dewey Cox story.
Where can I see that?
You don't want any of this, Dewey.
I don't think I saw that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got to see it.
I haven't seen every Will Ferrell movie. I'm not,
He's not a huge Will Ferrell fan.
This is more Riley.
John C. Riley.
John C. Riley.
Right. Yeah. I think of them all in the same comedy family.
I think Will Ferrell pops in on it, but he's not in the movie on a regular.
Yeah. The Will Ferrell family of comedy is just not my top genre of comedy to watch.
Oh, Davey, you're going to be excited about this.
I'm excited to see it.
The reason I asked this question is I finally watched the Barbie movie last night.
Okay. Wow, I'm interested in your opinion.
Jeez. I absolutely loved it.
All right. Yes! It was good, right?
I thought it was well done.
I thought it was well done, too.
I thought it was a little weird and threw stuff in for adults. Like,
right?
Very... not very hidden. It was very blatant that it was for adults. Yeah, but it was done well.
I don't think we're going to convince Pete to see this movie anytime soon. But
probably won't.
It wasn't as good as Oppenheimer.
No, but, really. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Oppenheimer still can't get through it, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sure we got some good answers out there in comments world.
How much did you love Midge on the side? Time they would, like, she'd be like pregnant and just watering the lawn, like looking sad.
Oh, Midge. Oh, Midge, you're here?
Yeah. She's in the movie, but no lines, just holding the hose. Yeah. Sorry. It's funny. Anyway, I digress.
I don't know what's going on.
The Barbie movie.
I'm lost. freaking lost.
My favorite character was Alan in it, so.
Alan, yes, I know. Yeah, very boring Alan. Yep, very stale bread Alan. Nice Alan.
All right. Moving on.
Walk Hard. I will watch that.
Yeah.
It's now time for a quick check of the weather, Troy.
It's nice.
Quick check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com, gerealty.us. We don't go to Clay Blasser for our traffic report. Clay.
Seems like nothing.
Seems like it's okay. Maybe it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to act like we just saw a wonderful time lapse.
Yeah.
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 With a musical backdrop.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said live.
Traffic
it's great
is so
out
bad,
there.
That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
Possibly.
All right, that traffic report comes to us from Elaine's Med Spa. The most comprehensive traffic reporting in St. John's County. All right, you're looking for a rejuvenating experience? You got to look no further than Elaine's Med Spa. They specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Whether you're looking to unwind with a hydrofacial or enhance your natural beauty with Botox, dermal fillers, or laser treatments, their expert staff will work with you to develop a personalized treatment plan tailored to your unique needs and goals. Lace is the place that will save your face.
I went yesterday.
Did
Incredible
you?
Team. Yes, I had to get saved to come on the show today. Yes.
What did you do yesterday?
I had to get a hydrofacial.
Oh, hydrofacial.
And a little IV with the vitamins. Very
IVs,
nice.
IVs, yeah. Oh, they do the IVs down there.
Bro.
Oh, the IVs are great.
Very good, yes.
I'm going to start going to them for my IV stuff. Then.
So good.
Yeah. Elaine's Med Spa. Beauty on your terms. High standards for you. Because you do, too, have high standards.
I asked them about the Troy Zempic. They don't carry that there.
They don't
carry they don't have that. Apparently, the donut waffles, Troy Zempic, is not a moment at Elaine's.
Yeah. Troy Zempic. You need to lose some weight before a big event.
Woo!
All you got to do is get with Troy, and he'll cook you up a donut.
I gotcha.
And a waffle iron.
I
It'll make you puke for days. All right. I see the lights have gone out in the production booth.
I hear a rustle in the brush.
Yes. How are you this morning, Clay?
I'm good.
Good.
And I guess I forgot to set my alarms again.
Oh, boy.
Time change.
Jipper.
Time change. It's a little late for that. Plus, the phones are automatic. There's just no more time change excuses.
Trying to help you.
Trying to not.
No.
All right. St. John's County. Let's get into the local news, shall we?
Shall we?
We shall.
We shall. Seashells by the seashore. St. John's County officials are urging residents, visitors, and businesses to support the sea turtle conservation effort as nesting season begins on May 1st. The beaches of St. John's County are home to endangered, threatened sea turtles. I mean, just people running up to the beach. Yeah, you fucking sea turtle.
Yeah.
I'll whoop your ass.
Sick of it.
So threatened. They throw up a flipper.
Yeah. Really slow, though. Really delayed,
They say it's crucial to observe nesting season and laws and regulations surrounding it. During the nesting season, which lasts from May 1st to October 31st, vehicular beach access will close at 7:30 p.m. and reopen at 8 a.m. the following morning to provide nesting sea turtles with a safe environment throughout the night.
Mm.
Yeah. They probably put this rule in place because of me doing donuts on the beach in my 1988 Mustang when I was a teenager.
You didn't get stuck?
No.
Wow. Something about those Fords.
That's right. During nesting season, I already covered that, beach visitors can play a role in protecting nesting sea turtles by following these short, simple guidelines.
Oh, I hope it's an acronym.
Yeah. If this were to be an acronym, it would be ARDUSDER. Just sounds like the stoid of acronym.
ARDUSDER.
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 Avoid using fireworks and open flames as they're illegal. Well, you should do that anyway, I guess. But you can't do that. Remove ruts and sandcastles at the end of your beach day. Nobody's going
to
do that.
Nope. They leave it to the tide.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do not leave beach chairs or canopies on the beach overnight. Why would you leave your property there anyway?
People do that. Like they're like, well, I was coming back tomorrow.
Saving my spot.
Okay.
Well, they leave full tents with like their chairs under there.
No way.
Like it's their property.
That's a way for me to come up on tents and chairs.
Yeah. Might be doing a resale shop on that. Yeah.
It happens like weekly.
All proceeds go to Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
New fundraiser for Jimmy Jam. Perfect.
Yeah. People are stupid. Avoid using flashlights as they may harm or confuse sea turtles.
Mm.
Stay out of the dunes and conservation zones. 15 feet seaward of the dune line, they say. Do not release balloons as they can harm marine life. And their release is also illegal. Mm. Again, that happened a couple years ago. No more balloons. Refrain from approaching nesting sea turtles as they are vulnerable and easily frightened.
Mm.
If you encounter an injured, sick, or deceased sea turtle, please call the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office non-emergency dispatch line at 904-824-8304. Nobody's going to remember that number. St. Johns County saw a significant increase in green sea turtle nests in 2023. Thanks to the continued efforts of residents, volunteers, and businesses in habitat conservation. A lot of groups around here that help protect the sea turtles. Not a lot.
Well, you did, didn't you? You were like Father Time with the sea turtles, right?
Yeah, I was Parks and Recreation Director for a long time.
When they were like almost extinct, so you were the catalyst of change here, right?
And actually...
Yeah, Troy put all sea turtle rules in place.
No, what really changed and like turned us around was when they had the big oil event in the Gulf.
Oh, I remember. Yeah,
and all of them came over—the greens and the loggerheads and the leatherbacks. And if you've never seen a leatherback sea turtle, it's one of the most beautiful creatures out there.
Yeah,
I mean they're the size of like the back of a pickup truck.
I remember that from the Dawn commercials. Oh, remember the Dawn soap? They don't wash dishes, but they sure can wash animals. That's right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, apparently
they clean up those loons.
All of them. Yeah, Dawn.
So, but I mean, you know, it was cool. I mean, and seeing if you ever get a chance to see the releases or the hatchlings when they come out to the. To the ocean.
Oh, I'm sure it's really, super cute. Yeah.
Really amazing.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't get a chance to see that because you just stay the hell away from them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you actually have to randomly be there.
Yeah.
Do you need like a turtle certification or anything?
Yeah, you probably need to be with a professional.
Okay.
So I was always with professionals.
Okay.
It wasn't like I just walked up and went, hey, can you hatch now?
And don't shine your flashlights at them if you're taking Troy's ill-advised advice. Yeah.
No, they're really cool creatures.
Yeah.
So
really cool.
And the greens are the most common, I think.
I think it's the Whitney Lab. They're the ones that do a lot of the fundraising elements for the sea turtles and stuff in town. So I know there's a very passionate community for the sea turtles. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to see that they're doing well and they're on the uptick.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the newspaper was a factor, I started a thing called Turtle Tracks. So we would keep up with where they were at. And,
that is cute. Greens,
and it was kind of fun. We did a daily like log of the
like turtle, adopt the turtle tracks. Like you could track your turtle.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago when that newspaper was a factor.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking 20 years.
Ago. Yeah. The printing press.
For more information on how to support sea turtle conservation efforts, you can contact the St. Johns County Habitat Conservation and Beach Management Division at 904-209-3740 or visit the county's website. Additionally, consider attending the Turtletown USA Beach Cleanup on Saturday, May 11th. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, sea turtles, it's that time again.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time again. All right. Two inns recognized on TripAdvisor's 2024 Traveler's Best Choice Awards.
Okay.
Two St. Augustine hotels are receiving accolades from TripAdvisor in its 2024 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Hotel Awards. I'm sorry. Best of the Best. The Cedar House Inn.
Where?
Which is at 79 Cedar Street. What?
Oh, I didn't know this one. Okay. Cedar House.
It's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, B&B. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Inns and B&Bs. Yep.
Yeah. My bad.
They've been named the number 2 B&B/inn in the U.S. is renowned in the U.S. Renowned for its blend of romance and history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautifully restored 1893 Victorian home and offers guests a serene ambiance.
It was a party house when I was at Flyman.
Was it really?
Where you go? We're going to Cedar.
Oh, really? It was that's cool house. To know.
It was, okay. It was like before, like the gym was there, but there wasn't any, the theater wasn't there.
Okay.
So you just kind of, once you cross the gym, you crud across the field and it was right there.
Is that where it is? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Those guys had some good stuff.
Did you rent it out?
No, there was students rented it out. It was apartments, and then there was like 4 apartments, and then those guys would all get together and throw a party.
Community bathrooms, or their bathrooms in individuals?
Yeah, we're dudes. We pay outside.
I know. Yeah. That's very natural. Yeah, very natural.
There you go. Yeah.
I've never went to a party and was like, how's the bathrooms?
You want to know. You want to know where you need to escape.
How's the bathroom?
You never thought that, you never had to deal with, never mind.
No. Yeah. Creepy Melinda from biology class stalking your butt over to the party you had to hide somewhere in the shower.
Can you come in the bathroom?
Yeah. Right. Like in the bottle.
See? Another esteemed recipient is the Bayfront Westcott House and Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
Westcott House.
Another B&B.
Is it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. They are at 146 Avenida Menendez. They are the number 7 spot in the B&B and Inn category nationwide. It is impressive.
2 in the top 10.
Yeah, man. That's actually kind of a big deal. And it's TripAdvisor. So, well, I guess you can pay for these at TripAdvisor, but you probably don't.
Yeah, people stuck in the late 2000s are really into TripAdvisor, so that they travel. They're the people with money, so that's fine.
Both these places have great character. And, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
And evidently do. I mean, I've never been to Westcott House, but I've been to Cedar. So they do a really nice job. I mean, even after it's been Cedar House. Or, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they had to, like, revamp everything. Yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations. Clean all the walls.
Got it. Congratulations to those owners, because they're private owners. So they work really, really hard to get that quality. So congratulations. That's a big deal.
Do private owners, like, live at their B&B, or is there, they have another residence? Like, what's the normal there?
One of the rules to have a B&B is someone has to live on site.
Oh, okay.
Usually how it works is when you first start, you live in that location, and then you hire a manager once it starts getting a little successful. But you always start living there. But that is one of the rules, that someone has to be on site with the B&B.
Got it.
This one was built in 1880.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Old.
As the private residence of Dr. John Westcott.
Oh.
Renowned for his military career. Property transitioned into a guest house in the 1970s, and guests now marvel at its stunning views, delectable cuisine, and exceptional service.
Okay.
Supposed to be absolutely gorgeous, they say. So TripAdvisor Awards apparently recognize establishments that garner a high volume of outstanding reviews and opinions from the TripAdvisor community over a 12-month period. Oh, okay. So lots of good reviews out there going on TripAdvisor over the last year.
I mean, a lot of these businesses, you really have to ask your guests to really go for it. So I'm curious on the whole checkout process, too, and, like, reminding people to do those reviews.
Yeah.
It's so important to these businesses.
I wonder if they're either grabbing them by the collar and threatening them
to
leave a good review.
Or, do you want your deposit? Yeah.
Or maybe they give you a discount if you get a good review.
For your next trip.
Bribes. No.
Have you stayed in an Airbnb, either one of you? Have you ever done that? I've never done that.
I've done it a couple times. Sure.
You liked it? It was okay?
Yeah.
People weren't in your business? Like, you were okay?
No, except for,
Occasional, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've only stayed
if something breaks, twice. Somebody comes over and fixes it. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I stayed in a really nice one in Amelia Island.
Yeah?
And it was really nice.
Oh, good.
So, great character.
I've never stayed in one. So.
Yeah. Walls were a little thin.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Walls were thin, huh? Well,
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it. All right, man.
Sea turtle population's going up.
Yeah. Well, some population's going up.
God bless.
Yep. All right, Gas Money Gas Report time.
Ugh.
That's how we all feel. Let us know in the comments, though, where you're seeing good prices for gas. It helps us out a whole lot, since the lowest price for gas this morning is on the list at $3.39. At the Owens at 780 South Ponce. We got the Sunoco at $21.99 North Ponce at $3.41. The Shell at 146 King Street is at $3.42 this morning. The Sunoco at 450 South Ponce, $3.42. The Gate on Mizell Road, $3.49. Not at the bottom of the list. Neither is Ashwin this morning on the island at $3.49 as well. The Circle K at 4564 US 1 North, also $3.49. And the Circle K at 715-207, $3.49 also. We got anything in comments?
Wawa's at $3.32. Costco's at $3.22. And the Circle K on 206 is at $3.33.
All right. There you go. That's better than our list.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim and Brittany.
Thank you.
Oh, Robin came in at 422.
Oh,
that's cocaine. Yeah. What are you doing, guys? Just move back.
Yeah.
We'll let you in. You got a pass.
Yeah. We'll write you a note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. We'll validate your parking.
Come on, Robin.
All right. Chris Lucero, Braille Bronze. Braille Bronze?
Braille. Braille. He can, yeah. Well, okay.
You know, every time we talk to these organizations about diseases, you know, we talk to great organizations all the time, especially in the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. But every time after that, when I can't talk, I'm like, oh, I must have that disease. Yeah. Better sign up for that list to be a beneficiary of the next fundraiser.
You got to get on the wait list.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Chris Lucero, bail bonds. Are you or someone you know in trouble with the law? Are you locked up in the Hardwick Hotel? Well, you're probably not watching the show if you're locked up in the Hardwick Hotel. But if you know somebody that you love that is, unless they're an awful, monstrous person.
Yeah, you're not getting out.
Right. You can call Chris Lucero, and he'll get you out 24-7. He is there to provide fast and reliable bail services. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL, 904-822-2245. Live music happening today and tonight. We've got Jim Lamb at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Yale Dre's and Zaza Flamenca at the Cellar Upstairs at 1 o'clock. Chris McNeil, that's a new one.
Mm.
Pierre's Pub at 1. Brett Blackshear at the Backyard Island Cafe at Meehan's at 1. Our guy, Adui Vaya at Marina Munch at 5.
Nice.
Uptown Block Party at Spinster Abbott's
Big
at
moment. 5. Big moment.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Joe Downing, Guy Harvey Resort at 5. Trevor Compton, St. Augustine Shores Golf Club at 5. Vinny Jacobs at Hurricane Grill and Wings at 5. Ramona the Duo at Shea Lamore, their home turf.
All right.
7 p.m. Dixie Dregs.
New.
Ponte Vedra Concert Hall.
Oh, okay. Up and coming.
Yeah.
Or the other direction.
I'm yeah, not sure true, which. True, yeah true. Down and sliding yeah. at yeah. 7 p.m. Highwater Honky. At the Colonial Oak at
I 7 love
PM.
The name. I love
yeah,
the name.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of a slur, but whatever.
I will.
No, I'm kidding.
I'd love Colonial a Oak tank top that says honky on it.
Brothers Osborne. Troy's going to that at the Amp yep. tonight at 7. Ivan Smith at Casa Divino 57 at 7. Oh, and then a new serial killer.
Mm.
Peter Bradley Adams.
Oh. Oh, Peter, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Bradley Adams.
Keep the pumpkin away.
Yep.
Cafe 11 at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You doing that one, Clay?
I am.
Okay.
And I'll set my alarm.
Okay. That comes to us from Griffin Services.
All right.
Where your home's comfort is their top priority. They specialize in AC, plumbing, and electrical services, plus unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and they do gas work for outdoor kitchens, fireplaces, fire pits, pool heaters, all that stuff. You're going to experience fast, friendly, and affordable service 7 days a week. Give them a call, 904-500-2653, or visit griffinservice.com and see the Grifference. All right, we've got a terrible Thursday. Terrible T-Mobile Thursday. Florida customer gets a bill after a three-week Switzerland vacation. Anybody want to guess how high this bill was? 3 weeks, Switzerland, you're making lots of phone calls.
I'm going to say $3,000.
I'm going $8,500.
You guys are so far off.
Really?
Wow.
So far off.
No way.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you could almost buy a house for this. But I'll tell you what the total was after I tell you about our friends at Fidus Roofing. Speaking of houses, they support a lot of local charities that support local kids, in addition to supporting your health and safety through your roof. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. Johns County, investing in kids, the Boy Scouts, and more. They're also always looking to grow their team, and they would encourage you to come and apply with them. They're master elite contractors for St. Johns County, and that lets them offer warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers
and gutters. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Terrible Thursday. A Florida T-Mobile customer got a bill for $143,442.
How can they give a person this kind of a bill? How can they do that?
That is relocation world.
Yeah. You can buy a damn Lamborghini for that.
Yeah. What was he, on top of the mountain? Like,
jeez, man.
Yeah, my Lambo wasn't that much, but.
Oh, well, you've got a kit car Lambo. That's not the same thing. That's a Pontiac Fiero with a Lambo body.
Well, no one knows.
Well, they do now.
I was like, you had a Lambo?
Florida man's European vacation took a nightmarish turn when he received a jaw-dropping phone bill of $143,000 and change from T-Mobile for using his phone in Switzerland.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Rose area code just turned to 324 real quick.
Hey, yeah, right? So, Rene Riemond.
Simply
trying to stay connected with family and friends, incurred an astronomical charge by sending messages and photos during his trip.
WhatsApp, dude, come on.
Yeah, WhatsApp. Yeah. Where are you, Rene? You have even have a French name. Come on.
Yeah. What does that have to do with it?
Well, I think they'd be more in touch with the European WhatsApp culture. Yeah, okay. I'm sure he has a grandmother or something.
Now, this isn't the first time this has happened to somebody. Just last month, another T-Mobile customer faced a similarly exorbitant bill of $78,000 for international data usage. Despite being assured of coverage by T-Mobile representatives before his trip, Riemond found himself in a legal battle with the company, even hiring a lawyer and attempting to reach the president of T-Mobile.
I would, too.
That's not the guy who lives right down the street, is it?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, we can help you out, Renee. Yeah, I know, right? We know where that guy lives.
I'm standing sternly.
Yeah.
Just look for the biggest house in Pontevedra, right?
Well, if he's sending out bills like this, then no wonder.
Now we know how he can afford that house.
God sakes, our sponsorships are even less. Yeah, we got to have
a handful of international bills, and you too could buy the most expensive house in St. Johns County.
Good gracious.
$48,000.
Yeah, man. After this gained media attention, T-Mobile ultimately credited Riemond's account for the entire amount.
Good.
Only after it got media attention, though.
Of course.
Of course.
How many people paid?
I know.
I mean, $148,000. I don't think anybody pays $148,000.
No.
Nobody's paying that for a phone bill.
But I mean, I could see a couple thousand. They're like, oh, I just didn't know. And
right. Yeah. I'm sure lots of people do that.
I don't want to make waves.
Yeah.
Ooh. No one told me I needed that service. Right.
They should send something. They know where you are. They should have like a warning sign that flashes up on your screen that says, hey, you need to subscribe to this plan.
But if you're traveling out of the country.
Be good to your customers.
I mean, you got to tell your bank. I mean, I've heard of people like their credit card got cut off because they didn't tell their bank they're leaving the country.
Right.
And the credit card company, and they get mad at their credit card company, but the credit card company is protecting them.
Right.
You're the one that screwed up. You're the one who knew you were going out of. Yeah,
so absolutely.
First, you're using your card in Wisconsin. The next day, you're using it in Istanbul. They're like, what the hell is going on? That's not you.
They think you're doing right. Yeah.
They say for those venturing abroad, options like the Go 5G plans offer peace of mind, which include data for over 215 countries and affordable international passage for additional data.
Mm-hmm.
In case of a billing dispute, reaching out to journalists may help attract public. They're literally telling you to reach out to journalists.
Wow, if
you've
really?
Got a huge bill.
God's sakes. Come on, guys. Do better.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, we're talking about it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's on our news
feed. Like we said, the guy lives right down the street.
Yeah. I'd just be upset if I got a bill like that. My goodness.
Yeah. I would laugh. if it was 148. I'd be upset at like 1,400.
Yeah. Well, there goes my credit. Yeah.
But at 148,000, I'd be like,
yeah, I'm not paying that. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want any more money from me at all, you're going to fix this bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be on every one of those newscasts of it's whoever on your side.
Yeah.
Man.
Ben Becker.
Oh, that guy's.
I guess it worked, though.
Well, I mean.
You got it paid for.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But don't be a knucklehead next time.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Plan accordingly if you're going out of the country. All right, hey, the Hometown Heroes ride raised a very impressive $63,000.
Dude!
In only its third annual motorcycle ride. The Hometown Heroes ride, led by Mike Minter.
Hey!
Yeah, we know Mike, of the Veteran Enforcers Motorcycle Association, raised an impressive $63,000 during their third event. Over 300 motorcycle enthusiasts gathered to support U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Retired, Carlton Berry, and Rise Up for Veterans, which is a program aiding wounded veterans through equine therapy.
Awesome. Yes, with horseplay.
Yeah. The event's funds, including scholarships provided by VEMA, assisted Berry in attending Rise Up and renovating his home for wheelchair accessibility. And I know, you know, Mike talked to us a little bit about this in studio a couple of weeks ago, and I know this was just a life-changing program and a life-changing build for the retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant.
Yeah.
Legitimately life-changing. And they say the event's success will further support injured first responders and military veterans with wheelchair ramps, home mobility access, and adaptive therapy needs, along with providing Rise Up scholarships. It's a program that works with Northeast Florida Builders Association's Builders Care Program. They're a partner of the event, and they've been assisting individuals with mobility issues since 2001.
They just built a new ramp in my neighborhood for a vet. It was awesome. Did they? Yeah. They're always doing something in the community, which is great. Builders Care is amazing.
Yeah. Minter plans to expand the event's reach to serve more veterans annually, emphasizing the importance of supporting those who sacrificed for America's freedoms.
Cool.
The collaborative effort of Minter, Adamek Harley-Davidson of St. Augustine, Builders Care, and numerous sponsors reflects a commitment to long-term support for wounded veterans. It's a great story.
Great story.
Yeah, man. And everybody who goes down there is just, I think every year this is going to grow and grow and grow. We heard the story from the guest that Mike brought with him a couple of weeks ago.
So passionate.
Who, he showed up at the first one, and a guy, he just said he was in tears.
Yeah.
Said he was in tears at the impact that that first one made. So you keep impacting your guests like that, and your audience is only going to grow. You're going to have more motorcycle riders every single year. Great event. Very happy to see that they raised all that money.
And to think where locals. They started compared to where they are now, that is just incredible results.
Right. I love these organizations that start, you know, a lot of them start to help one person that they saw had a need.
Grassroots.
They hope to fill that need. And it's just such a great turnout. And they're able to help people. And so they continue on doing it. I mean, that's how organizations like Jimmy Jam started.
Yes, sir.
And just blossom into great, great staples of our community. So congratulations. That's going to help a lot of people. That's a good thing. This is going to be a fun one. I always see the posters for this. Unidos en la música.
Yeah.
Did I do that right, Dave?
Yes. De quiero saber por eso todo un poco. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
See?
Yeah, muy bien.
We? Oui? Oh, wait, no, wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Wrong one. It's a Latin American festival. That means united in music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I totally knew that.
Of course.
The annual festival is set to electrify St. Augustine on Saturday, May 4th at Francis Field from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. All-day event. It's an all-day celebration of Latin American art, music, dance, sports, games, and food. It promises a vibrant culture and experience to attendees of all ages. Unidos en la Música offers a diverse array of attractions, including live entertainment, art exhibitions, dance workshops, and mouth-watering Latin American cuisine.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Festival's lineup features renowned musical acts, such as a lot of ones I'm not going to be able to pronounce. Fonseca.
Oh,
I can do that one. I think that's
nice.
Right. Fonseca.
Mm-hmm.
A 7-time Latin Grammy Award winner. I mean, it's not the real Grammys.
What?
I'm kidding.
Latin ones.
Yeah, the Latin ones. Along with Baba Cayman, LPT Salsa.
Oh, nice.
Miranda's, yes. Sure. And
Papayera, La Avernesa.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. I wasn't even going to try that one. Attendees can immerse themselves in a rich tapestry of Latin American culture through the captivating dance performances, cultural exhibits, and interactive games representing various countries. The talented visual artists will create murals throughout the day.
Cool.
With the audience selecting the winners at the end of the day, I guess.
Oh, wow. So it's like a people's choice which mural they like better?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this That's event unique. Is really well received. I mean, there's a lot of people that go to this one.
Yeah, it's organized well.
Yeah.
They do it well.
Nice.
And it's done on Star Wars Day.
It is, May the 4th.
Be with you.
Yeah. Dorks.
Yeah.
For those seeking an elevated experience, VIP tickets offer exclusive access to a premium bar, Latin-inspired hors d'oeuvres, and meet and greets with select performers in a designated VIP area.
Oh.
General admission tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for children ages 4 and up, with VIP experience tickets available for just $75.
That's actually really nice for a VIP.
That's not bad. All tickets can be purchased in advance, online, or at the gate on the day of the festival, subject to availability, of course. If they sell it online, you're not going to be able to get them at the festival. But I don't think they will.
Where are they doing this at?
It's usually at Francis Field.
Oh.
Yes, this is at Francis Field.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
This was approved.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not being conflict with anything. I know the orchestra is performing that night, too, so I'm just saying.
Yeah. Boy, nobody's been in mount traffic for this one, right?
Seriously.
Hey, City of St. Augustine, try not to have the bridge get stuck up during this event.
Please.
And then blame it on the event.
Of course. Yeah.
Douchebags.
Circumstances.
Yeah.
Lead up to consequences.
Not everybody on the city commission's a douchebag.
Well, they...
No,
we like not everybody. Most of them. We like most of them.
Yeah.
Troy, how do you want to approach the comments this morning?
I'm going to tiptoe through the talkings and terrific thoughts of our tribe.
Okay. As you do that, I will remind people that Bates, Hewitt & Floyd is not your average insurance agency. They provide peace of mind and insurance to protect your biggest investments. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them apart from the rest. They offer homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits, and they've been doing that for definitely over 40 years, possibly over 50 years.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with 50 years.
50 sounds better.
50 does sound better. Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. She offers complimentary policy reviews and has a deep understanding of insurance and what is needed in St. Augustine to be properly insured. Her attention to detail and organizational skills have found policy errors and cost savings where others have not.
Yeah, we hear that from time and time again. People
yes, we do.
Saving money with Christy. Yep, she's
give
honest.
Give them a call, 904-794-5455, and schedule an appointment. Also, our friends at BNS Signs, locally owned and operated full-service sign business, now in their third generation of family ownership. Love these family businesses doing well here in St. Johns County. They've been doing it since 1967. And they provide businesses and organizations here in St. Johns County with quality signage and their surrounding areas as well. Of course, they just did Auburn University's big video board out there. They do crane services. They do installation, maintenance, fabrication, permitting. They do it all. They can even design your stuff if you are not artistic.
True.
Most of us aren't.
You don't have an imagination. They have one for you.
Right. They're also looking for help, too. If you want a great career, they train qualified candidates, and benefits are available. That's not available everywhere else. Applicants should send resumes to Lee, L-E-E, at bnssigns.com. All right, Troy, what you got in comments, man?
All right, so it looks like a most underrated movie went to Booty Tang.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Booty Tang.
Booty Tang.
Booty Tang.
So my hat evidently looks like a hobo.
Crap, I didn't say Baps. That would have been good too. Sorry.
Yeah.
A hobo hat?
I guess it's a hobo hat.
It looks nice.
Your hat looks like the hats that girls think look good over the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's like the influencer hat.
Is that what those are called? The influencer hat?
Oh, you look great.
Those are the dorkiest. Those are the worst hats.
I love the hat.
Oh, the little floppy.
The one that looks exactly like that hat.
You're like Michael Landon's people from Little House on the Prairie.
Merlin Olsen. Someone said it was Merlin Olsen.
Boho, not hobo.
Who was
it's boho.
It's boho,
It looks like a boho. There we go.
Bohemian
that's
chic.
That's the...
All right. And, awful hats. I'm not sure if you guys are participating in this. Take your kid to work day.
Yeah.
So I actually am participating in this because Blake's going to be on bollocks with me.
Oh, right. Perfect.
So, right. You know. You know, and then Troy Zimbick is not an over-the-counter.
It's not.
No.
Oh. So and they schedule an appointment.
You
got
to have a prescription.
Well, you at least have to buy supplies separately.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And watch bollocks constantly.
Constantly. And share.
Yeah.
And share it.
Share.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Troy. What do you got for Stoidum Stat?
All right. Stoidum Stat, one of my favorite books, and we talked about books, I think, just a couple days ago. One of my favorite books as a kid was The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe.
Hmm.
And this book was released on this day in 1719.
Damn.
1719. And
they had words back then?
Yeah. They had books.
Wow.
But it was Daniel DeVoe released this book, and a lot of people don't realize how long in the book, he was actually on the island. He was on the island for 28 years.
Really?
Damn. All right. In the book.
Right.
The person it was modeled after was actually on a Caribbean island, stuck on an island for 4 years.
Wow. Way to embellish that story.
Yeah, right? He kind of stretched it out
a little bit.
Yeah.
And there was no fact checking.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. True.
Kind of stretched it out a little
bit. Google the facts on
it. Well, I mean, he wrote it for 4 years and it was only 16 pages. So,
one letter at a time. Yeah.
Sounds like you writing a book.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the Swiss Family Robinson. I mean, I remember watching that show and. At Disney, they had a ride, not a ride, but you can go through the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse and stuff.
Right. That was right. The famous treehouse. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Disney sounds like it was pretty lame back then.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one of our attractions, a treehouse.
Awesome.
If you had an imagination, you could make anything.
See?
We got to work on your kid.
Talking about 1960s here.
Yeah. I have no imagination.
It's a small world after all.
Disney World opened in 73, I believe.
Oh.
72, 73.
All right, good Stoidum Stat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Brought to you by a great pizza place. Boom, St. Augie's Pizza. Go grab yourself some slices today. Say hi to Augie and the fam for me. Plugs, guys.
All right, bollocks tonight. We're doing creepy cartoon characters.
Oh.
Like some really weirdo ones that people thought were funny. And it, now if you look back, it's just like, oh, that was just creepy.
Yeah, cringe.
Yeah.
All right, you guys know I was fired from Safety Patrol. This is my comeback story with the Marsh Creek Women's Association said, why don't you be a judge at our Derby Day? So we're going to be talking to them at 3, judging some hats, baby. I'm excited.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Clay?
Are we going to let them judge Troy's hat?
True, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, let's get some practice in right
now,
Davey.
Let's get some practice.
What
I love the hat. It's way on point. I think it's perfect. I love the curvature of it. It's not too dusty like some of your others. And this really looks great with the leather sash and the accoutrement. The logo is perfect. Mm-hmm. Looks like Coach. I'm enjoying this message. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd give you a perfect 10. Pete's like, I'll give you a 2.
Fashion report, I got a 10. I'm happy.
Yeah. There you go. That's
great hat.
And download the 904 Now app, and Davey and I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
You. Bye-bye.